This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
Welcome to Force of Light Entertainment. I'm your host, Michelle, and with me, as always, is my co-host, my sister, Natalie.
Greetings.
Yes, we are here with another episode for you all today. We took a week off for those of you listening on podcasts, but we made a couple different videos talking about different DCEU things for you podcast listeners that were exclusively on YouTube. And for those of you who are new here, who may be checking us out on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and share our content with other people that you think may like us. So that would be great.
We do some giveaways.
We do.
As you might have noticed.
Yes, yes. You guys know we hit our goal. You guys are awesome. You help us hit our goal of 300. We didn't hit the New Year day, but we hit the second day of New Year. So you knew we were giving away the Luke and Yoda Empire Strikes Back Funko Pop. And for those of you either watching or listening, I'll tell you how to enter. Very simple. All you have to do is come to this video, and if you're here, well, there's one step. Make sure you're subscribed, give the video a thumbs up, and also leave a comment below about anything, really, whether it's Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, as we're about to discuss.
Or what you have for lunch.
Yeah, just
anything.
That's what you do, and then you enter the Funko Pop giveaway. So go ahead and do that. And for those of you listening on podcasts, we won't announce a winner. You can enter the giveaway all up until this Friday. So jump over to YouTube if you're listening right now. And again, make sure you're subscribed, like the video, and leave a comment.
Easy as pie.
Yes, it's very easy. And it's I actually have this one. It's actually behind us. But it's a very cool little Funko Pop. It was for the 40th anniversary for The Empire Strikes Back, which you guys know is my favorite movie of all time. So it's a great Funko, so definitely enter that one.
And you know, one of the upsides of still being a smaller channel, it ups your chances of winning.
Yeah, yeah,
so you got to find the good in everything.
You don't have near as many, you don't have near as many, it's not like these massive channels where you're like one of like, it's like
a
the
million.
Lottery.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So that's always nice, so definitely do that. Well, you guys know, and you guys seem to be really excited when we announced it on Twitter.
There was some excitement.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little like, dang, I knew they liked this, but I didn't know they liked it this much. But
you guys are passionate.
You guys are. Yes, we decided that we were going to, you see, Natalie and I, for some reason growing up, Lord of the Rings just didn't draw me in. And we have gone our whole lives never seen or reading The Lord of the Rings. So I decided for the next 3 weeks, we would discuss each movie. So, of course, this week will be Fellowship of the Rings, and then we'll move on to the next 2 weeks. So we just want to have fun with this. I know so many people have read these and watched these like hundreds of times, like Star Wars level. But we have it, and there's a lot of detail in these movies.
Just know that, and that was one of my big thoughts. There's a lot going on, a lot of details, and I feel like you need kind of like a course in Lord of the Rings, and I didn't have that. And so, you know, not that I couldn't follow it and understand it to a certain degree, but I feel like there's just so many, probably if you've read the books and things like that, that I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's like anything. When you're world building, it's like Star Wars. You can talk to someone who just watched the movies or someone like us who absorbs everything that comes out. So it's kind of like that. So just know that. We hope that you guys laugh with us or at us, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because, again, we may or may not know their characters' names yet because I've just watched one of these movies. I've not even watched all three of them. I'm literally going to watch them 1 week at a time.
And sometimes when there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of names, you know, it's hard to, like, on first watch, like, grasp everybody's name. Like, I feel kind of unprofessional sometimes not knowing, like, being like, oh, so-and-so, you know, but hang with us here.
But you're introduced, well, they understand. I mean, you're introduced to a lot of characters.
A lot of characters,
book is thick. I've seen that book, guys. And there's a lot. So, you know what? If I call Sean, what's his name, Sean Jackson or
Sean Austin.
Yeah, if I call Sean Austin Rudy, you know who I'm talking about, okay?
We're talking about Rudy.
Yeah, we're talking about the guy who played Rudy. So that, or if I say Count Dooku, you know who I'm referring to here. So that's kind of how these will go. We just want to have fun with them and discuss Lord of the Rings. So, you know, join us as we travel to Middle Earth, our first time, and as we begin our discussion on the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. So join the conversation and let's talk the Lord of the Rings. All right. So, yes. So, you know, I think people are so shocked, Natalie, that we have not, as Star Wars fans, and especially with like me being a diehard Star Wars fan, that I've not seen Lord of the Rings. I've had people like been like, what? Everyone was like, what? One person was like, you're either 12 or you're lying. And I was like, I'm neither of those. I've just never seen this movie. But, you know, as much as I love Star Wars, people would kind of be surprised to know I actually don't love a lot of fantasy, and I also don't actually love a lot of sci-fi. So Star Wars is this weird hybrid of each that, like, somehow works for me and always has from the time I was a kid. So with that being said, I actually, like, I've not watched The Witcher. I've not watched Game of Thrones. I've not watched a lot of the kind of high fantasy stuff.
And I will
say,
I think sometimes when you grow up with stuff, it's a little different.
You have a deep passion, the way I do for the original trilogy of Star Wars.
It's like we've talked before about people that went into adulthood and had never seen Star Wars. They might watch A New Hope and be like, what's this? What's this about?
This is what these people love?
This is what they're raving about?
Yeah, because watching this, because I know how you guys feel about it, I was, like, nervous. Like, what if I, like, despise this movie and then have to get on and be that person? But I can say I did not.
If I give it negative two hoots?
I mean, it'd be our first negative hoot review, maybe. But that was not the case. But, yeah, growing up, I would go through some fantasy, I would say some, but probably the most fantasy that I would maybe compare to this that I loved as a kid was, of course, C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And I adore that. And right now, maybe again, it's because that was my movie as a kid. Right now, I lean towards that over this, but I do see why this is beloved. And I see, you know, it is... We'll get into it now. So we'll join you.
You liked the Neverending Story, right, as a kid?
The Neverending Story. Yeah, I did like
we
that.
We can't see.
But Mark Chevy-Geek, we got you on the singing. So that's kind of our, just so you know, my history with high fantasy and stuff. And I, as a kid, was for a long time, a terrible reader. So I was definitely not going to read.
She's overcome.
I was not going to read The Lord of the Rings. So I have not read them.
I was a reader, but I was a little more into Goosebumps and the horror type stuff.
I did read a lot of Goosebumps. But anyway, so moving into Lord of the Rings. Natalie, initial thoughts?
You really put me on the spot here, Shelley.
Well, you want me to go?
Okay, hobbits don't wear shoes.
No, and they have weird feet.
Viggo Mortensen is hot.
Very sexy.
Liv Tyler is beautiful.
She is very beautiful.
I wanted more of her.
I did too. We'll get into that.
Yeah. It's an interesting world. I think like my younger self in a different mindset, I imagine myself living in like an enchanted forest type
place. Which one of these, is there any one of the places, because we're going to get in that, because this movie does great at world building. Like you just keep going to these amazing places.
Yes.
And it's, and
some of it is very visually stunning.
It is. And that's why I was telling Natalie when we watched it, for this to come out in 2001, I actually think the CGI they use is really good.
Yes.
Like where, say, even the prequels will take me out of it in Star Wars, this really didn't. Like my eye can obviously see it and see where today's CGI could have made it even more special, but I actually think it holds up pretty well. Right. It's pretty good. I mean, so for that, at that time, it was pretty fantastic.
Well, first of all, honestly, even the little Hobbit's world was
cute. The Shire, yes.
And charming. And then, of course, for true...
Very, like, very like fairy tale.
Yes. Yeah. And see, I'm a girly girl. I like stuff like that. But, you know, also, is it the elves' world?
Okay, that's what I was, the elves world was my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous.
It was really gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I want that bedroom, but...
Right, me too.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Like, can I get a bed and breakfast there?
And that's what was neat, too. So, okay, so my initial thoughts, that's kind of the same that I enjoyed... Okay, full disclaimer, about three or four years ago, I think maybe I saw the first 15 minutes of this movie. That was it. So I didn't really see hardly anything or remember anything. But so seeing this again, like I really do, I see why so many people like it. It is one of those classic high fantasy, good versus evil, which I really like. And we're probably just going to jump all over in this our reviews sometimes follow a thing, but we'll just kind of probably be all over the place
tonight.
And
I would say a theme I kind of got from this first movie is sometimes like when people power or the quest for power can kind of bring out the worst in people and in
yes.
humankind or in elves kind or hobbit kind in this case.
Well, and that's what I was going to say I really appreciated about this movie. And of course, Tolkien... I believe was a Catholic and I know a Christian, and you see those Christian overtones throughout the story. And I really appreciated how there is this good versus evil. But within that, because sometimes I think with Christians, like if a Christian falls publicly, people love to just, oh, well, they're all fake.
Yeah.
And I feel like this movie did a great job, the story, because of course it's a book, does a great job, say, with the one character that was in, I believe, Game of Thrones, and I remembered him from Troy.
Right.
They show him fighting within himself this he's actually a good person.
Yes.
But this thing can bring something out of him, and he's actively trying to fight it. Which tells you he's a good person.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that part of the story, and even... like Kate Blanchett's character, multiple the first Hobbit we meet, the old man, all
when
of
you
them.
See those little glimpses
yes.
of something you know beneath,
yes.
and when they're have that like power in front of them or
yes.
the potential for that power,
like these desires that and that's what that the one little Hobbit guy it almost made me laugh, but I mean I appreciated it. It's like he would be so that those moments that would come out and then he would begin to cry.
Yeah.
Like he felt so bad that he
it's like that's not really him.
Yes. And it was just so I think I really love that about this story because that is so true to life that
right.
that even good people, even Christian people, you know, you can we all have these inner things that we fight.
We all fall short.
Yeah, we all fall short.
We're all tempted.
Yes, we're all tempted. We all have things that are there, but what makes people good are the ones that resist those temptations. And you even see that, you know,
or sometimes even when you don't resist the temptation, but getting back
yes.
on the horse and, you know, continuing the good fight.
Mm-hmm. As you see with the characters, see again, there are a lot of names. The guy, you guys know who I'm talking about, that was in the movie Troy and I think The Hunger Games. He even goes after...
Ned Stark.
Yeah. He even goes after... I want to call him Toto, but it's Frodo. I believe. Yeah. I want to go...
It's kind of like Froyo.
Yeah, I want to go Gone to the Wind. I mean, not Gone with the Wind. Wizard of Oz. And then, yeah. But even after he goes after him, he's very upset with himself that he gave in to that temptation. And then you see him fight to the death to protect him.
Yes.
And to protect the mission. And
yeah.
I think, again, so the themes of this movie I really appreciate and I think are excellent and are timeless. And that's why these stories remain so close to you all's hearts and so many people's hearts, because it's something we can all relate to. It's human. It's if you're Christian, it's Christian. It's just something that you need.
I always appreciate something that touches humanity.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like we make that very clear on things we like. We want it to resonate emotionally or in our, you know, just humanness and things like that, spiritually, on some level, more than just like a popcorn movie. I mean, some popcorn movies are great, but
you know, to distract yourself. But
yes.
We are complicated beings, and it's fun when you can kind of tap into something and resonate with it.
Yes, and I think, obviously, another theme, and I, 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 I'm sure if I Googled this, which then I would get distracted. And what Kate Blanchett, gosh, you guys will know and you'll be like, how did they not know? Again, we've watched it one time. It took a lot in that one time. What she says to Frodo about like kind of the, it's kind of that Star Wars theme again, yeah, of kind of the weakest person, kind of the person no one thinks could do this great thing.
Yes.
Like, and that's kind of, you can see the story of Lord of the Rings or what it's going to be, or it appears that this weak hobbit,
the one that seems the least qualified, yes, sometimes is the very person for the job, whatever it may be.
Yeah, so that's a very touching theme that I can see is going to clearly go throughout. And the hobbits in general were just fun, the four men, just kind of their silliness and their almost pureness that the hobbits have.
Yeah.
There's a purity that the hobbits have and like a brotherhood that you really feel with the four of them.
They're cute little buddies.
Yeah.
Let's just say it.
Yes, they are. And I mean, the end scene, it was sweet between Frodo and, well, I call him Rudy, but
yeah,
when they go off together on their quest. But yeah, let's talk about too, what's his name? Victor.
Yeah, what's his name, Hugo, in the movie?
But what's his real life name? They'll know who he is.
Viggo Mortensen?
Mortensen. Okay, yes. He, to me, he was like that
character. Like, he is fine.
Yeah, his character interests me the most on first watch because he's, you know, just like that bad knight character that, I mean, like at the end is just taking people down. Like, so I appreciated that.
And he almost seemed the most pure to me out of most,
yes,
of them.
Yeah, you can tell, like, he really wants to redeem, like, his family name or his people. And
yeah,
so you definitely see that. And kind of scenes that stand out to me, I mean, there's so much in it and so much world building and kind of, like, all of kind of, I guess, the world building. I really enjoyed, for whatever reason, I guess I like chase. And this movie, it almost feels like a video game.
You like chase scenes.
I like chase scenes. But it's kind, there's a lot of chase scenes.
Yeah.
It's kind of, this movie's almost like they're all, of course, they're on this quest, and it's like a video game. Like, you go through the woods.
To this level, now
and
you're
then
in
to
this level.
Level. And then you go here, and they keep going the video game up, you know, until you defeat it. And I would say one of my favorite chase sequences for some reason was when Liv Tyler appears.
Yeah.
And she has Frodo on the horse because the shots they got were beautiful of them chasing them through.
And just visually, and she's on this pure white horse and they're on these, you know,
dark
horses and they're dark and, you know, very kind of symbolic of evil. And she's this sort of symbolism of purity, I think. You
yes.
know.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that scene for whatever reason. I like chase scenes. You guys know, Mandalorian, we love Chapter 10. We're on Chapter 10 Island because it has a great chase scene. but I enjoyed that. And then the end battle I thought was good with all of them when the one character dies. But it was still...
Which was sad.
Yeah, it was sad. It was a good battle. I will say this. What's Gandalf, I was kind of like, dude, you're supposed to be this great wizard. I'm going to need to see something out of you. And
we need more than some fireworks, man.
Yeah, I need more than a good fireworks show.
I felt like he made a statement towards the end that was like kind of, you know, spoke to me. And I wish I had like looked it up or like rewinded. But he had said something kind of profound or something.
Well,
if you guys know what I'm talking about, leave it in the comments.
I guarantee you. Again, that's what's fun about these reviews. We've watched this one time.
Yeah,
We
were totally, we didn't know anything about it.
No, so it's kind of like, I'm sure if we went back and watched it another time, it's like Star Wars. Different things hit you a different way or different things that someone says that are profound will hit you and you'll remember them more.
Yes.
So I'm sure there were many profound things said that I just can't remember after one viewing. But two, what was I going to say? Anything else, Natalie? Well, I'm thinking of what I was going to say.
A critique I guess I would have, and you guys will know that I've seen the full series, are there more women in the next two?
That, okay.
Like, and it's not just because I love Breaking Bad, and that's a very male-dominated show.
There's a lot of women. It's pretty, that was a bad example. That's pretty mixed.
I mean, there's Skyler and her sister. I mean, Breaking Bad?
Oh, Breaking Bad. I was thinking Stranger Things. My mind's
on
Stranger Things.
I thought of it earlier. How I discovered something watching it like the fourth time with our dad that somehow, you know, but that's what we're saying. It's like when you watch things over and over, it's like you pick up so much more. But yeah, I just wish there had been like a little more female like in the movie, because it was really just like little snippets throughout the movie. And I just like, I'm wondering if in the next two they incorporate Liv Tyler's character a little more, or
yes,
you know, I just like, I mean, let's be clear, guy, I like a pretty woman to look at, okay? Like,
well, and I think this Lord of the Rings,
it kind of balances.
I think Lord of the Rings, I did say that watching, I said, I'm surprised how male this movie is. And there's nothing wrong with a movie being male, or, you know, predominantly male or predominantly female. We have movies of both. It was just, I thought, because I always remembered Liv Tyler's character. So I was
kind of thought she'd be in it a little.
Yeah, I was surprised she was in it as little. I mean, she's only in this movie for a few minutes, really.
Right.
Like, I was surprised that she was in it so little. And then you got Cate Blanchett, and you heard that voice.
Yeah, just a little teeny bit of her.
But yeah, she looks the same. So,
I mean, she's basically a vampire.
She looks the same. So I've looked at, so
which with my ghostly skin, I aspire to be. Who knows? We'll see.
So Boromir. I believe is the name of the guy that dies. Yeah, and
Vortimer?
Then yeah, is the guy from.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Lord Vort.
And then Gandalf, but yeah, then you guys also you got Count Dooku in this movie, and he's being bad as he's always being bad because he's Count Dooku, and
it's funny how some actors, that's just what they do. They're like, no, don't even put me down for a hero. I'm the bad guy.
His nose was very unfortunate.
You know, I was wondering, I think him and Gandalf, I'm wondering if they did some kind of prosthetic or something, because I think that must just be part of, like, that world or something, like, maybe in the books.
Well, and you can tell they added, like, the hand prosthetics on Gandalf, too. They looked, like, larger and things.
And the brows on some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Were very
pronounced.
Caterpillars.
They had that caterpillar brow going.
It's all the rage.
Yeah, it was all the rage. But yeah, so I was a little surprised with that. So it'll be interesting to see, because clearly there's a love connection between Liv Tyler's character and
Viggo.
Again, we're
still learning the names.
We don't.
Probably by the second movie, I imagine we'll learn the names a little better.
Yeah, definitely. And I was kind of like, so it made sense that it ends kind of on, not necessarily a cliffhanger, but kind of like a to be continued.
Right.
Because I was kind of like at the beginning, well, if they return the ring in this movie, then how are we going to have two more movies about the Lord of the Rings?
Right.
So it made sense it ended the way it did, because I wasn't sure.
And then some suspense.
And then I feel like Gandalf somehow comes back. I feel like that happens, because I feel like I've heard you guys talk about pulling a Gandalf or something.
If you guys want to put it in the comments, we won't be upset. Because we're pretty sure he's coming back.
So we'll see. And then, of course, you've got Natalie and I noticed things. We noticed a lot. There was a lot of makeup on these men. They were really filling the makeup in the Shire, especially.
Yes. Well, Elijah Wood, I mean, he looked lovely, I thought.
He did. Sometimes he had even some eyeshadow on, a lot of blush. Yes.
He was rocking that, you know, porcelain prince look.
We appreciate the pale skin, because
for obvious reasons.
We could have been in the movie and they wouldn't have had to change anything to our skin tones.
This is me.
We could have just been in it. But yeah, kind of anything else, Natalie, you're thinking of as we think about this? I mean, it's got, you know, you've got all these. My favorite villains, I would have to say, were the horsemen in it.
Yeah, they were intense.
They were intense. They were very intense. Some of the scenes with the horsemen were some of my favorite scenes, because of that intensity, scare, kind of chase factor.
Yes.
Was really fun. So I appreciated that a lot.
Another random thing I liked, and I don't mean this to sound weird, but I appreciated all the, like, brotherly love, let's say.
Yeah.
In that, like, because I told Michelle, I think it's healthy, like, men should be more affectionate to each other and, like, more emotionally, and I thought that this group was, and I think that was, like, sweet to see for me.
Yeah, it definitely was. Now, I will say,
don't be afraid to kiss your dead friend on the head, you know, and caress his face.
So I will say, is his name Sam or Rudy is who I'm talking about? Sean Austin.
I think it is Sam in the movie.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, like when he at the very end, which it is sweet, just their love for one another, their brotherly love. But when he like was going out towards the boat, I was like, dude, you can't swim. Like, stop. Like,
just don't.
I mean, dude just about sank, so I was glad he made it, though.
It's like that TikTok right now. You know, have you seen that one? It's like, don't do it, girl. Don't do it. I'm not going to do it, girl. Girl, I did it.
He did it. He did it. He was straight drowning.
He's like, Frodo, I did it.
Yeah, he definitely drowned it. And I was, in my mind.
Well, drown.
Drown, yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
But, you know, his good buddy saved him.
Well, and then I was kind of surprised that, because I guess maybe you guys would know, I in my mind very distinctively is one of the trailers for Lord of the Rings when it came out in theaters. And it was the one, you guys will probably know which one it was even, that has Gollum. And Gollum was like really creepy and it's kind of like, what is this movie people like? So I was kind of surprised that Gollum was in this so little too.
Yeah, we really just got a glimpse.
Yes, you just get a tiny introduction to this little curmudgeon looking character, and
it's like me when I get up in the morning.
He was played by Andy Serkis, or voiced, not really played, but you guys get what I'm saying. So I guess we will get to see his character more maybe in the second or third movie. So I'm kind of interested to see where it goes, and I am, you know, interested to see where this goes, and
it's weird. It's like, I didn't really know what to make of it. And yet today I was kind of thinking, Shell, are we going to go ahead and watch the next one tonight? Which I guess we'll wait till like next Friday night. But it was like, I kind of want to see where it goes now. It actually did spark some, you know, it's like, kind of want to see where the story goes.
Yeah, like at first it was like, you know, as I was watching, it's like, I don't know if this is fully my cup of tea. But it's like the more I you know, sometimes you got to marinate on things. The more I kind of thought about it, there's, like I said, as you kind of heard throughout this, there were things and especially themes and things that I really appreciate. And
sometimes
I can,
like when you talk it out, like we're doing now, I mean, we really are just like talking sometimes on camera and in a microphone. Like we don't like rehearse a lot or anything.
No.
You just kind of let it flow. But yeah, you realize that there are more like, okay, I like that. I like that. You know, it's like that maybe you didn't process directly watching the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You did it. Or you don't. Yeah. And I did. I enjoyed this movie and definitely interested to see what happens next. And again, kind of, you guys already know what happens. So, you know, I am curious with, like, say, Liv Tyler's character or her in, what's his name? Why do I always forget his real life name even? Viggo. Yeah, that kind of, where's
just call
where's
him Viggo. It's
where,
easier to roll off.
Where's that going to go? And, of course, what will happen with little Frodo?
Frodo.
You're really struggling with that one.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Viggo, he's like just straight human.
Yeah, I think he is.
Right?
Yeah, because...
Correct me in the comments.
Because his people are the people like that he was going to throw the ring in, and then he was like, no, and he kept it.
Yeah.
If, as long as I caught that Ryan, I'm pretty sure I did.
And that gave them long life.
It did.
Or like whoever had it.
Does it give them long... You guys are going to have to let us know some of these things. Let us
know
these details.
That's what I'm saying. There's just a lot to take in, like, on first watch.
Well, and
you don't know anything about it.
The reason I was wondering that is because I didn't know if maybe the hobbits live long or the ring made him live longer.
Like,
so,
maybe they're a Yoda type that have a way longer life expectancy.
So, like, kind of let us know.
Little things last a long time.
But it did seem like with Liv Tyler's character...
And that, she's immortal,
Yeah, that she was, like, immortal and she gives him, like, her... so she can be a mortal with him is kind of what I was getting there out of that.
Yeah.
And then we also, of course, we didn't bring up, we've got young Orlando Bloom. I mean.
Oh, true.
Orlando Bloom really owned the 2000s.
He did.
He was in two of the biggest franchises going. I mean, he should have been thrown in Star Wars and he could have, in the prequels, and he could have been in all of them.
He was killing the game.
He was killing the game
and
in the
like
2000s.
Fantasy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely with the fantasy. And his character was cool with his bow.
Yeah.
I mean.
And his white blonde hair.
Yeah, I mean,
cool look.
Definitely Viggo's like the coolest character to me. And Frodo's like the sweetest character. And
he is. He's precious.
He is. And, like, Liv's character is kind of like this pure character.
You're like, she's the pretty character to me.
Yeah, she's the pretty person. That's her role in the movie.
I've always thought Liv Tyler was so pretty.
Yes, like, I think going back, because she's not really done anything in so long.
Yeah.
I mean, that I know of.
Well, she was on Harlots on Hulu.
Okay.
I mean, Michelle probably didn't watch that one.
I didn't watch that.
Probably shouldn't have either, but
so that's, maybe I did. That's why. Yeah, she's truly kind of just like a natural stunner, like, in these movies back that, or, you know, that. So, again, we're interested. Will we get more Liv Tyler?
Yes.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
So
we probably will.
We I feel like we will.
Yeah.
But will she get more than like 10 minutes?
That's what I'm hoping.
We'll see. Oh, we didn't even mention the one character that's like the dwarf character. He's in it. I feel like he gets the least amount of like things that you that make you like think of him.
What confused me a little bit, and maybe I didn't see him enough in proportion to the other characters. I didn't really see him as a dwarf.
I will say Natalie laughed multiple times when they would just, like, either throw or pick up one of the hobbits.
Oh, like, pick them up like a five-year-old. Like, it just made me laugh.
It was pretty funny. I did appreciate that.
Cute little guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything else, Natalie?
No, I think, you know, like I said, it was a lot to take in. I'm still digesting it. I'm excited to see what happens in the next one.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go on another Hobbit adventure.
This is a movie you would definitely have to watch again.
Yeah.
Especially if, like us, when you've not read the books.
Right.
If you've not read the books.
When you're going in blind, like we are.
You would definitely, and you guys have mentioned even we did not watch the extended version because we have HBO Max and the regular is on there for the HBO Max price. But I mean, maybe even that, I don't know. But I feel like just watching the regular version, there's so much world building and so much going on. You would need to watch it at least probably twice to really begin to pick up some of the lore and the details of
be very
this.
Stimulated. Have a cup of coffee in hand.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a lot. You know, that book is large. So there, even though this movie's right at 3 hours. There's a lot still that's done in this time period. I mean, they go from place to place to place to place and think, you know, it keeps world building and groups of people and groups of people. And
you're trying to piece the story together and how the mythology works and
and trying to figure out what Count Dooku is doing and why he's doing it besides, you know, just that he's evil. Kind of those type of things.
Quest
I'm still,
for power? I'm not sure.
Yeah, a quest for that ring. But then it's like, I feel like there's some lore there that maybe we're missing. Like, if he gets the ring, like, how does that...
I feel like things would get really dark if he gets the ring, is the feeling I'm getting.
Definitely. Yeah, they talk about the shadow, like, or something like that.
Yeah.
But like, what then would happen, and you guys can let us know if you want to, or just let us figure this out the next two movies.
Yeah, we don't mind if you want to comment stuff.
No, these movies have been out, so.
Yeah. We're the late ones.
Yeah.
By, like, you know, a couple decades.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of let us know, but it's kind of like with Count Dooku, like, what would happen to the horsemen, like, if he gets the ring? Because the horsemen, if I'm getting this right, are almost like spirits, like the spirits.
Yeah, like, they're not really alive.
Yeah, from, like, this power, like, from this ancient evil.
They're kind of like Night King-esque from, like, Game of Thrones type of deal.
Well, and to me, you know, since Tolkien was a Christian, they kind of remind me of, like, the four, like, the horsemen of, like, the Book of Revelation. Like, that, like, kind of death and things.
Yes.
Like, that's kind of what they reminded me of.
Yeah, that's what, when I say they're dark, I mean, there's just a feeling of ominous death attached to them. And they do a good job of presenting them that way.
Yes, and I did really enjoy, because I guess I say I didn't watch a lot of fantasy, but I loved, like, as a kid, say, the movie First Knight. And with Lancelot and King Arthur. So that is a fantasy. So I did watch fantasy.
Is it that do they do like magic in it? I mean, I know we watched it a lot. I just can't
Well,
remember.
Actually, that's a good point. Would that be considered fantasy? I mean, I feel like it is.
I think that was just the Middle Ages. I don't know.
Michelle's like, fantasy? It's like, Michelle, that was a time
piece. Yeah, that was a time piece.
But it has knights and things. But I guess because it doesn't have a dragon, it wouldn't be fantasy. So, see.
Is there a dragon in it?
No, there's not. We did like
Dragonheart.
Hey, we liked Dragonheart as a kid.
We did like Dragonheart.
So, there was a fantasy movie we liked. I used to watch that a lot, actually, by the way. So, we definitely did like that. And why is my computer There we go.
There we are.
Yeah, there we are. We had a glitch. We didn't know
what was happening there for a second.
But yeah, so I enjoyed the knight aspect of Viggo's character a lot.
Yes.
If you haven't noticed, we keep going back to Viggo's character.
No reason in particular.
We're like, Frodo, you. How about Viggo?
Let's talk about that. Let's get back to Vito. Or Viggo. I guess it's Viggo, not Vito.
But yeah, and I do want to say... this is a movie, and of course movies can do that, even though there is a lack, which again, I was just surprised because my mind so thought of Liv Tyler when I think of Lord of the Rings. That's why I think I was surprised she wasn't in it very much. But even though it is a very male-dominated movie, the story and the tales that are told are so classic that as a woman, you can identify with them just as much as you could with female characters. And
well,
that's
definitely.
Great storytelling.
And that's what I was saying, like the brotherly love, there's still like a lot of sweetness in it, even through like the fighting and stuff, you know, so it's still, like you said, it's like a woman can totally enjoy it.
Well, and it's like the hobbits, like they truly, there's an innocence.
They're kind of childlike.
A childness that's like, even them like always wanting breakfast and cooking. It was like, would you stop cooking? They're going to find you.
So we also discovered they might have been the true inventors of Fourth Meal by Taco Bell. I mean, because they're like, what about second breakfast?
I mean, considering they eat second breakfast, I don't know if fourth meal is going to be enough. That may be like 10th meal. I don't really know. They can eat in the Shire, apparently.
I kind of like it, though.
And then I was very confused about what Gandalf was puffing all that time.
Let us know in the comments. Was that the peace pipe or was
that... Or was that tobacco? We're not really sure. what was going on. But
was he sober or not? Let's just put it that way.
He definitely seemed to be enjoying himself throughout the movie. And let's just say the character such as Viggo's character didn't seem to use as much because I feel like he needed to be in his right mind a little more than the sorcerer.
Need to be a little sharper up here.
So, yeah, I think that's kind of our initial thoughts and...
We're like 36 minutes later. That's our initial
thoughts. That's the initial thoughts. That's our initial...
Now moving into Noah.
That's our initial thoughts and our discussion of Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. So very interesting watch and definitely sparked a lot of thought and just so much symbolism in these. And I love when movies have symbolism or
Me
layered
too.
With symbolism. And that's, again, why you could watch these so many times and probably it's layered.
You pick up something different, like, the first 9 times or whatever.
And that's good writing in the sense of, like, we get the story. It's just there's depth to the story. So I enjoyed watching this the first time. Are we going to hoot it? Are we going to give it hoots?
Let's give it hoots.
Natalie, so again, we do hoots based off how much you enjoyed it. So how much did you enjoy this first Lord of the Rings?
Okay, I'm going to give it 3¾ hoots.
Would you start using round numbers?
But with the condition of, see, I can't fully, because it's like, if I watch it again, it might be up to 4 or 4½ hoots. I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I'd have to take it in a second time.
Do you know, I literally last night... I said, just sheer out of enjoyment, not if this is the good movie or not, I said 3 hoots out of 5. And then now, after I discuss it, I feel like it's been bumped up to 4 hoots. So,
okay, I'll go ahead and give it an even 4 hoots. But I'm saying I feel like if I
watched it again,
it could be upped.
Yeah, like I feel like definitely it's a movie that, especially if you watch, like just in a chilled out mood.
Yeah.
It is this fun world. And
smoking
again,
some of that Gandalf stuff.
Gosh. But it just is such a fun world and so much good storytelling and characters and love that you feel throughout it and the good versus evil, but also the dynamics within good even. I really enjoyed that. And I get why these are classic tales and I believe will remain to be a classic tale for centuries, really. I mean, it's classic. It's not going anywhere.
Well, and I'd say I even have the potential to really like these. I don't know, maybe even a tad more than... Because I did, you know, I was the kid that had literally a big classic book of fairy tales. Like, and I, this kind of... like
it's a
yes,
fairy
there's
tale.
More action, but it kind of falls into that category, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and I love stuff like that. I mean, I believed in fairies up until like 9 or 10, so...
Well, and guys, is Viggo's character... He's very knight-like, but is he... since we're talking fairy tales, is there any royalty with him? Because he said, you know, it almost was like, again, like he was the, he has some descendancy to a throne, maybe to the throne or something. And you let us know in the bottom if we're wrong on that. So maybe there is yet hope for it to be a fairy tale that has princes and princesses. But yeah, yes. I enjoyed it. And again, I definitely know, I can tell you, if I watched it again, there's things I would begin to enjoy it more.
Pick up and, yes. Yeah.
So I definitely understand why you guys said that we would like this movie, and we did like this movie, and would probably like it more upon different watches. So you guys, again, to enter the Funko Pop giveaway, subscribe to the channel, like, give the thumbs up to the video, and leave a comment, and it can be anything about Lord of the Rings. You can answer, or anything, really. But if you want to answer one of our questions...
Do you eat second breakfast?
Do you eat second breakfast?
I do from time to time.
Yes. Do you think Liv Tyler is beautiful? I mean, I don't know what you want to comment.
Do you think Viggo's hot?
Yeah.
Comment. If you're a lady. Or a guy. I mean, whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
Bobby, he's kind of that guy that even you guys have to admit, like, you envy. Like, he's cool. So,
you know, I will say just how we are never shy about calling out a beautiful lady. It's like our dad's we kind of grew up with that model because he's that way about guys. I mean, he'll be like, you know, he's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like, that's normal to us. I mean, to admire the same gender.
Yeah. It just, there's nothing wrong with
no.
it. So, I mean, beauty's beauty.
Exactly. And I appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. So that's kind of it for our discussion on Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings. And again, next week we will, for you listening podcast, our next two podcasts will be covering the next two Lord of the Rings movies. And we'll just kind of...
So get ready.
Yeah, so get ready. Because, you know, I can't say that I'm fully... Am I fully on board yet with you guys in the Lord of the Rings? I don't know, but they got two movies to fully sell me into where, you know, I may have...
Will they seal the deal?
Yeah, well, I have, like, a Gandalf hat by the end of it. I mean, so where are we going with this?
I'm going to be walking around with elf ears.
Like, am I going to go into this Halloween and be Liv Tyler's character? I mean, how much love can they make us grow?
She does have dark hair.
I mean, come on. I mean, so how, and I am pale as Liv Tyler, so.
True.
How much love can we grow? How far up in our trilogy rankings can Lord of the Rings maybe get to? So, good first start, and I'm excited to see again where the story goes.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, so definitely comment below and enter that Funko Pop. Again, it's a really cool Funko
Pop. Come on, you know you want little Luke.
Yes, and you listening, you again can go to our YouTube and do those same things. And
you are not excluded?
No, just go there and enter the sweepstakes. But that is it for this episode of Force of Eye Entertainment. If you want to find us, we are all places podcasts are. Of course, we are here on YouTube. And we also, you can find us at Force of Eye Entertainment on Twitter. And I am Michelle34 Smith on Instagram and Parler, Natalie.
And I am Natalie R. Grace, at this time still on Twitter, and NatLovesBella07 on Instagram.
Yeah, so find us there, reach out to us.
You want to send us a message or whatever.
Yeah, or leave a comment below. But anyways, we will check you guys next time on Force of Light Entertainment. All right, have a great week. Bye.
Bye, guys.